Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Put the words of that song back up, y'all just sung. Put just a few words back up from that song. The only problem with singing that song, if you're just talking about God, shocking, isn't it? See, when we sing those songs, we don't realize as he is, so are we. And tonight I want to deal with stop looking at your weaknesses and stop looking on the outside. And the reason I wanted you to be here, I want to invite you to a deeper lifestyle in God. And stop looking at your weaknesses and stop looking at your outside. Stop letting your mind run you. Situation run you. Feeling. Your feeling come from your mind. And I want to train you to live beyond that. In the present tense of God. Stop trying to get what you already have. Stop asking for what is already yours and commanded to be. All right? So we're going to deal with, turn to Galatians chapter 3. And we're going to study tonight on knowing how to live in the I am anointing on a daily basis. Knowing how to live in the I am anointing on a daily basis. And I wrote a note here. Notice is not I will. Notice is not or I can. No, it's I am. All right. Now, in these scriptures, we're going to see the spiritual transition that took place when you first got born again. Now, according to what kind of teaching that you receive over the years, determine how you're coming out. All right? But the Lord instructed me to train you to go back to that place on the inside and don't let the outside run you. Feeling, facts, fears, whatever it is, that if you stay on the inside, you're going to rule it all. Satan tried to train you through your mind. And when Satan trained you in your mind trained your body to act like Satan wanted to act. You got to take back over. Look at the person next to you and say, you got to take back over. You see what I'm saying? And you cannot let religion, tradition, multitudes or the masses run you. You got to recognize if there's more, if I can go deeper, I'm going to do it. Yes, all right? Now, you got to be sort of independent to do this in the spirit. In other words, because there's a lot of people who try to call your hand and say, child, you got to go through something. That's a deep revelation, isn't it? That's a little engaged girl. She got. She got engaged the other night. Oh, my God. My granddaughter got engaged. In Galatians chapter 3, you read these verses before. But I'm going to connect them with other verses to bring us to that living anointing, living from the inside at all time, living from your spirit at all time. Don't live from your mind anymore. Don't live from your flesh. Don't live from your feeling. Live from the inside at all time. Galatians 3, very familiar scripture, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see that? And how did he do it? Keep reading. It answers itself, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hangeth on a tree, what come to your mind? The cross. Something was transpiring on a cross that you need to know about on a daily basis. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, right? That's what you've seen?
Yeah.
All right, now. What way are we going here? Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. Not only he was crucified. Not only he was resurrected. Not only he was seated. And at every interval in your life from now on, I want you to be able to get in your right position. Your mind is not your right position. Quoting a scripture is not your right position. You have to recognize who you are, that whatever happened to Christ, it happened to you. Whatever it produced in Christ, it produced in you. It'll be clear. It'll be clear. It'll be clear for a finish. It'll be clear. In Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. What? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, but Christ liveth in me, but Christ liveth in me. Let him live.
Yes.
Stop coming outside listening to what Satan's saying. He's trying to take your life from you. He knows that you're stronger than him. Satan knows that you are stronger than him, but he don't want you to know. Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I don't live by the law. I live in grace. I'm fully covered. When I slip down, I'm fully covered. When I make a mistake in my flesh, I'm fully covered. You understand that? You seeing that? You got to know that. You got to know every problem you're having right now is a mind problem. And I'm going to teach you how to know how to live in the I am anointing every day. But there's something that has to constantly be taking place there in Hebrews 4:12. There's something that got to constantly be taking place in Hebrews 4:12. Only the word of God can keep you in divine alignment. Oh, I like that, Lord. Say divine alignment. Okay, when you are attacked tomorrow or any other day, make sure you're in divine alignment.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you pause long enough for the real you to handle it. The real you. I'm not talking about run, get your Bible, get a scripture. I'm talking about recognizing who you are in Christ, that as Christ sit beside the Father, you are seated in him beside the Father. Lord, I know religion is going to jump out the bus tonight. You just as powerful as Jesus. You just as powerful as the Holy Ghost. Lord, have mercy. You heard me? You heard me? Let that knife cut you tonight. You're about to be operated on. All them little pity party stories and ideas about how you're going to make it. The same power that Christ had in him and on him is in you and on you. Same power, same ability. You must, that I am anointed. You must remind yourself when you feel bad or when it looks like something not going to work out. You must remind yourself that somebody trying to mess with me, but I'm coming out because I got resurrection power on the inside of me all the time, Monday and Thursday. There's an I am anointing in you and on you. It's mine. I have it now. Every doubt, every defeat, every feeling bad, it's you on the outside. And I'm telling you tonight, get back on the inside. Feeling ain't got nothing to do with it. Dealing ain't got nothing to do with it. You just know who you are. And you'll come out victorious. Thanks be to God. Was giving us the victory in Christ Jesus. But you got to constantly, at Hebrews 4:12, sit down, Hebrews 4:12, you got to constantly be operated on. The word of God, and that word quick means is alive. Word of God is spiritually alive. And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You see that? Piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the intent and thoughts of the heart. You're going to have to be operated on daily. But the way we are reading the word, and to some extent, I'm not saying none of y'all are not doing it, but there's more to go. See, I'm not saying you're not praying, and I'm not saying God not, you're not making contact, but I'm saying we're going to get closer. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. And so Monday morning, I sat up in the bed. Monday morning, sat in the bed, he said, that's what I want you to teach. I want to train my children to live in the I am anointed. You got Hebrews 4:12, right? Now, here's another aspect you're going to have to take care of on a daily basis. Romans 12, 1 through 3. You'll get out of order. You can get out of order reading your Bible on your knee. See? Satan wants you to think that's the answer because you got a Bible. But it's not the answer until the Bible got you. And he got you rehearsing, trying to get stuff that's already belonging to you. Health belonging to you. Healing belonging to you. Wealth belonging to you. Joy belonging to you. Peace belonging to you. Right now. So how much time we would have to do things that we need to do if we get over this trying to get this stuff? What about I tell you, instead of being a beggar, becoming a commander? You know how you are when something rightfully yours. You walk out the supermarket, somebody trying to get in your car. Talking about, this is my car. She, you know what you're going to do? I know you. They're getting in your car, talking about, because when you open the door, talking about, this is my car. What? What is the same way you should be like about your life? When Satan in this world trying to tell you, you got to be at a certain level, say, no, I don't. I'm above this world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Scriptures are not going to do that alone. Got quiet, he got. He just took my Bible. No, I'm trying to tell you how to let the Bible take you over. That's why I told him put the word of that song back in your singing. Most of us just singing about God. But you actually were singing about yourself. He got you down there to act in his place. Show the world what a real life is. You're anointed. You're anointed with the same abilities of Christ. Matter of fact, you got Christ's life in you. See, we sad, but we're sad. Because when something goes wrong, we talk about it more than we talk about who we are. Satan get our attention with a pain or with a rough phone call. Huh? He get our attention. So instead of having our attention on who we are, we put our attention on what he's doing. I want you to know tomorrow, whatever come up, I want you to whoop it. See, you got to go on the inside and be still a while. Then your other mind going to come up. The mind of God going to rise up in you. You're not going to think with that natural mind. That here in Romans, go to Romans. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that God presents your body. You present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. All right? Now, we're talking about living beyond the body. We're talking about not submitting to the body, but making the body submit to us. Making the body submit to your spirit. If you pause long enough, your body going to get frayed. Your body know who you are. Your mind got to submit to you. Satanic forces has to submit to you. Demons have to bow down to you. You just that powerful. But it's from the inner man. It's from living in the, watch what I say now, the I am anointing. Yes. Not that I'm going to be someday. According to these revelations, you are in heaven already. There are temporary disturbance, but they shouldn't be on and on. Because you reach down in your inner man and come out like who you really are in the name of Jesus. Why would you say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus? Why nothing not changing? First of all, not changing your mind. You got to see to it. You got to settle down. You can't let your mind run you. You can't let feeling run you. You can't let fear run you. You can't let nothing run you. What do you think about if you think about I have already arrived? Actually, when you got born again, you arrived. Church is about training you and developing you. If you leave here and be the same way after the night, you just sad. You listen religiously. But I want you to listen in revelation. Because the Holy Spirit is here to help us. See, I talked about an operation, you know, Hebrews 4:12. You got to constantly be operated on. See, the word operate on you. Then he said, I'm crucified with Christ, meaning I'm resurrected with Christ. You got it there, it's there, but if you don't stop and know how to function in it, that's where the problem is. We panic too fast. Something go wrong, you know. We panic. We get in that panic zone, then Satan starts talking to us. You got to say it to pain, pain. No, you don't. Not up in here. In the name of Jesus, I'm covered by the blood. I don't care how long you got to talk to it. Talk to it. Don't just sit down and eat breakfast with it. I know who I am. And this is the type of Christian going to have to. These are the only type of Christian that are going to survive in these times. Those who are living from the inside. Oh, hallelujah. So, the practice of Romans 12, 1 through 3 has to be a consistency in your life with Hebrews 4, 12. See what I'm saying? The word got to constantly operate on you, and that body and that mind and your spirit is going to have to be kept in place. See the 12th, look at the third chapter, third verse of Romans 12. That's putting the spirit back in place to run the body and to run the second voice, the mind. The last time you were attacked, who was in control? Satan, you, or who was in control? Behold, I give you power to tread, not to walk with and hold hand on serpent and scorpion, and the power, look what he said, and the power of the enemy will do my child or my children no harm. It's all in my learning. In the spirit world is pausing to let the inner man take over, let the spirit take over is the basic. So there in Romans 12, now you got to start doing this on a daily basis. When you find out you're losing, go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 3. I said when you find out it look like you're losing, when you feel like you're losing, go back to Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, go back to Hebrews 4, 12, let him operate on you. Go back to John 6, 63, let him speak to you personally. Yes, sir. Not no pages, not Paul, not Leroy, not Peter, but let him speak to you. Yes, sir. Now, sitting here tonight, a lot of things you're going to escape. A lot, oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. You already delivered. But it's that mind and thinking on the outside instead of thinking on the inside. Yes, sir. Let me ask you some questions in my introduction here and some things I want you to think about. Are you ready for total freedom in life? That's four people. Now, when I read the last part of this, as the Holy Ghost gave it to me, are you ready for total freedom in life, no matter what the situation looked like from this day forward? No matter what I'm talking to you tonight. You up here tonight. I don't care what the situation look like. You still got freedom if you go where you're supposed to go. I don't care if you made a mistake. Listen to this question. Are you ready for total freedom in life no matter what the situations, plural, look like from this day forward? Otherwise, you ought to be able from this night forward, you ought to be able to face the situation without panic. Paul, go on the inside. Sit down a while. Wait till he tell you what to do. Don't panic. Don't cry. Don't run.
Don't call somebody else. Call yourself.
Oh.
Call the real you. I say, call the real you. And the real you is not your mind. Your mind is a liar. Your mind is not the Messiah. You are to live by your spirit. As men is led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. In other words, as men is led by the Spirit, they have sonship privileges.
Yes.
To live a divine lifestyle.
Yes.
I want to put the word divine on defeat tonight. I want divine to whip defeat in your life. Let divine whip defeat. Let divine put a whooping on defeat. Everything look like a defeat. Let divine get on it. Let the blood get on it. You don't supposed to be defeated.
I'll get there. All right. Sit down and write this down. Will you permit the Holy Spirit to train you in the supernatural flows of the kingdom at all times? Will you permit the Holy Spirit to train you in the supernatural flows of the kingdom at all times? The I am lifestyle, write that down, is a gift from God through his son, Jesus Christ. Are y'all listening online? How many online? Yeah, 1,680. Yeah, listen, any more than that. Phew. The I am anointing, listen to me, includes the benefit of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It flows freely through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Here's the I am anointing identity. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You see that?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to the 18th verse. And all things of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Go to the next verse. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. I believe I need to go two more verses. Now then, we are ambassadors. What is an ambassador? I know one thing, you're not a bastard. I know one thing, he's not living on a low life. As through God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Go to the next verse. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, oh my, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, we've been taught down so much, we don't even think righteous. We done had these little Mickey Mouse sermon and
serenading sermon and fell out and flipped, but no insight or revelation or understanding or wisdom, I am the righteousness of God. How many times had you said that in your life? You're right, ma'am. She almost said, I never said it. How many times have you said in your life? How many times have you said, how many days you get up in the week and say, I'm the righteousness of God? Now, a religious person will tell you, you're out of order. But Revelation said, I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm the righteousness of God. I made a mistake yesterday. Probably going to make some more tomorrow. But I'm not doing them purposely because the enemy trying to trick me, my flesh trying to trick me, but I'm the righteousness of God, and I'm going to go back and get this straight. Yes. Look at Ephesians 2:6. Ephesians 2:6. Knowing how to live in the I am anointing on a daily basis. Anyway, tomorrow, I want you to straighten it out. I don't want you to be all sad and something not working out. God doggy gonna work out. I want you to go inside in your spirit. I want you to go in. Watch this, daughter. I want you to go in your righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, that's not pulpit words there. Go into your righteousness. It's in there. You've been made the righteousness of God, right? I'm in right standing with God because of Christ. I'm seated in heavenly places tonight in Christ Jesus. Everything that heaven can do, I can do. Everything that Christ did when he was here on earth, I can do it. Matter of fact, I'm here to take his place. He said now. He passed it on to us. And he sent, listen to this, he sent us the same power that he was using when he was down here on earth, same power called the Holy Ghost. He sent us the same power and we can do the same thing. You got the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living in you. The same power that took him back to heaven living in you right now. Watch out now. Well, I'm going to tell you something. But you've been mind robbed. The first part of you answer when something come up is your mind. Then your mind take control of your flesh. Then you're in a mess. Now you're praying, but you're not making contact. You're praying for God to do something on the outside. He wants you to go on the inside and pick it up. What's already done. He want to get you out of the traffic. The church is in the traffic trying to make something happen that already has happened. The pulpit's trying to make things happen. You can't make nothing happen. You got to preach what has happened. You free now. You deliver now. You powerful right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Every person in here, you a child of God, you free right now. You powerful right now. You overcomer right now. I want you to leave here with that diagnosis in your spirit that I'm powerful, but I got to pause. I got to pause until the real me kick in. F-A-I-T-H. G-R-A-C-E. Faith, or grace and faith, make you the most powerful person that ever lived. Notice I didn't say nothing about duty. Notice I didn't say nothing about how long you prayed. How long you read the Bible. And read it long and pray long. But God doggy have an understanding of what you're doing. I'll tell you right now, you really don't have a problem. Then I won't say it on curse. I don't care what the hell you're going through. You ain't got no problem. Because you can solve it. It's time for you to resurrect. Yes, you've been crucified long enough. Yes. It's time to rise. It's time to shine. Yes. It's time to let the world know we're serving a big God. Yes. It's time to have. Yes. It's time to produce. Yes. Knowing how to live in the I am anointing on daily basis. On daily basis. And not but I will, I can, it's the I am. All right? Sit down. Let me go a little further. What scripture I told you to tell you? Ephesians what? 2:6? And had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where we are now. All right. Romans 5:17. For if by one man offense death ran by one, much more they was received abundance of grace. Hallelujah. And of the get them two statements. Abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Shall what? Reign in life by one Christ Jesus. You got both of them. You have abundance of grace and you have the gift of righteousness. I am abundant of grace and I'm the gift of righteousness because Christ gave it to me. I'm not just a church member. Brothers and sisters, I'm about to fly. I'm tired waiting at the airport. It's time to get your own jet. You take off when you get ready. I'm going to ask a question. Aren't you tired living a regular life? Just go to come to church Wednesday, come to church Sunday, put a suit on, aren't you tired? When you are tagged tomorrow, Paul, and do like Clark Kent. Go in the boot, go in the boot, go in the boot. Put that other suit on. I remember the bar when Clark Kent came out that boot, partner. Everybody had a bar. You got that same power on the inside of you, spiritually. Come out the booth. Declare I am. I am here because I am. I am rich because I am. I am blessed because I am. Stop trying to be who you already are. Say it. Birth it in the daytime. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessed coming in and going out. Say it sometime. Say something. Give God the glory. He did it for you. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places right now. Christ right by my side. The Holy Spirit right by my side. I got the Word of God on the inside of me. I walk by faith. I'm not walking by what I see, because I can change what I see.
I want you to come to grips with this fact. Satan ain't, I won't use ain't running my life no more.
My mind is not running my life no more.
Feeling
is not running my life no more. Fear is not running my life no more.
Facts
is not running my life no more. Because fear, fact, and feeling can be changed by my faith. I'm going to pause and say, faith, what do you have to say about this? You see that? Faith. What do you, not feeling, not fear, not fact, faith. What do you have to say about this situation? Faith. I walk by faith. Now, when we say we walk by faith, all is lying. Most of the time, we're not walking by faith. We say we're walking by faith, but that fact over there got us, and that fear that got us. I want you to know how to take over. They're going to be there. As long as you're in this earth realm, as long as you're in this body, you're going to have those things come. But you can't let them run you. And don't talk about them. Sometimes I tell my wife how I feel. When I'm not feeling pretty good, you know, she just look at me, Kimbo. You've been teaching me all these years not to talk about it. Why are you going to talk about it? Shut up. Now, let me ask you a question. Don't y'all talk about it. When you're going through something, don't y'all talk about it. But the apple hurting a little bit, you won't tell somebody. Don't you want to tell somebody when you're promoting it? How many of y'all ever went through some kind of pain sometime in your life? Or you ain't here? Don't discuss it. Deny. You don't have the right to be on Christ's body. You heard what I said? You heard what I said? You heard what I said? You don't have the right to be on Christ's body. My body is Christ's body. There's no such thing as an incurable disease. Every time you say that, it's an insult to God. You saying there's something God can't do. You done took man's word above God's word. You just lay down and die. When men tell you you can't go no further. Don't turn your life over to men. Let the Spirit have the last word. Man, they told a man he's going to die. Prophet told him he's going to die. He said, oh, no. He turned toward the wall and said, Lord, I want an extension. And the prophet was going away with it. And he said, go back and tell him I'll give him 15 more years. Pretty good, boy, if you die and you get 15. Within the 15, you can get 15 more. I don't know why I'm talking about Genesis so much tonight, but Genesis the planet. Genesis said, when death come and talk to you, he said, I ain't ready. See, you don't have to go till you're ready. I think what happened when death come, people submit to him. Oh, Lord, getting quiet in you now. Live, go ahead and live. We looked at Romans 5:17. All right, sit down. I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to close in a few minutes.
Now, I want you to get this down pat. I want you to get this down pat and go over and over again. Your spiritual authority is being robbed from the outside. Then I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words that I want you to have. Redeem, revelation, righteousness, renewal, and reward. Redeem, I'm redeemed. Revelation, see it? Righteousness. Now, I'm righteous again. How many times have you said you was righteous? Because you see, the church teach you, you can't be saying that. Now, the Bible says you're the righteousness of God. But ministers tell you you can't be saying that because you make a mistake. But it really wasn't you made the mistake. It was your body and your mind. Your spirit can't sin. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You heard that? Your spirit can't sin. But your spirit, listen to this, thank you, Lord, can correct the sins of your body. Your spirit can correct the sin of your soul. Because when I went to Romans 12:1-3, there's a divine order there. There's a divine order. I'm going to give you another scripture. Divine order in Romans 8:26-28. From your infirmity to the mind of the spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God, to the call of God, to the purpose of God. I want you to study that. Romans 8:26-28. Go over those things. Mark them in your Bible. One stage from your infirmity. Yes, your infirmity is there, but they're not supposed to run you. Amen. Living in the I am anointing. I'm anointed to handle this. Whatever problem in here tonight, whatever problem online, you are anointed to handle it. Thank God for the anointing. You want them words again, don't you? Redeem, revelation, righteousness, renewal, and reward. Now quickly, I'm going to give you some points here. Jesus reveals a threefold opening of this God-given lifestyle to his children in John 14:6. Quickly, put John 14:6. Time running out on me. I don't have to run out. I ain't got John 14:6. Sure. I got to get it out of here, man. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, now there are three things there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now anytime you're going through something, stop and then go to one of them places. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, now it doesn't matter what the problem is. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Stop. Meditate that. Don't meditate the problem. He said, I make a way out of no way. And you should know the truth. Truth do what? What? But we have not, come on now, saint. We have not been pausing. We won't throw out a Bible voice. And the voice didn't go out because you didn't speak it with the voice. You spoke it with your academics. The voice got to talk to you first. You can't go talking to nobody about the voice. You can't talk to your problem with a voice. The voice got to talk to you. Then when you talk to it, you talk to it like a God. You talk to it like Jesus. You talk to it like the Holy Spirit. Sure, man. You talk to it out of anointing. I am anointed. Say, I am anointed. Say, I am anointed. Say, I am anointed. Nothing can stop the anointing. Why do you think he anoints you? He anoints you to be in power, not to be in sorrow and sadness. Pastor, are you fussing? Yes. I want you to have the success. I'm putting my whole life out on you all. George, your grandfather, I look like your grandfather. That picture when you brought me, she brought me a picture of the man who used to pastor this church. That man looked like my daddy. Now, if you leave out here the same way, man just told me, how big that building is?
8,000.
He believed in God for 8,000 square feet or what? I don't know too much. Is that what he's talking about? That's big, isn't it? He believed in God for it. I said, stay on the wood. And he kept sawing and kept standing on it. He got it yesterday. Lord, I'll talk to you in a little minute. I'm going to talk to you about that in a few minutes. Sit down, right, three or four more things down. What you have on your life is an astonishing anointing. Luke 4:18-19. Astonishing anointing. It's shocking. When a person functions in the anointing, it's shocking. Luke 4:18-19. Spirit of the Lord is on me because I'm anointed. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind. And you done put that in the pulpit. That ain't no pulpit. You anointed for that. Permit this call. Make sure you get this call because when I give you the scripture, permit this call to be revealed in your life at all times. Permit this call. Now the scripture gonna give you what the call is. I want to give this call to you. Permit this call to be revealed in your life at all times. Now, if you get this one, just the one, nothing else I say it. I'm gonna give you the scripture. We're gonna go to the scripture in a minute. Permit this call to be revealed in your life at all times. In other words, about to solve everything. I'm going to give you the scripture. Now, I want you to permit this call. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Go to the next verse. Go to the 28th verse. Oh, man. It's over.
Right.
Come unto me.
Yes,
come unto me.
Yes.
Don't go to the problem.
Yes.
Don't call somebody else.
Yes.
Come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, and let me do it. I'll give you rest. I'll settle this thing for you. Go to the next verse. Woo! Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come to me. Learn of me. Come to me. Learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your soul. You'll shut that mind down and shut that soul down and get in the presence of God. Look at the next verse. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, you've been having this all in inside of you. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden. Permit this call to be revealed in your life at all times. I want you to pause from now on when you got to make a decision. And when you're dealing with something, pause and read them voices. Shoot. She got a Jesus yoke on her. I'd rather have somebody else. He go back to headquarters. I'd rather have somebody else. That woman got a Jesus yoke on her. I told my men to take them sissies off the sermon Sunday. I listened to that and said, put the sissies back on. Praying in the Spirit will keep you in this unstoppable position at all times. You're being put in an unstoppable position at all times. Romans 8, 26 to 28. I just told you the category. Infirmities, mind of the Spirit, will of God, love for God, call of God, purpose of God. And Romans 8, 28 says, what it said? Look at Romans 8, 28. Look what it said. Look what Romans 8, 28 said. Look what Romans 8, 28 said. Look at what where we've been. Look what, and we know that all things, so, oh man, all things work together for good, for them. How many of y'all love God? Everything ought to be working out for you then. To them who are called according to his purpose. So you should be in a position to say, everything going to be all right. God, don't, it don't look like it's going to be all right, but I know everything going to be all right because I got something on the inside of me can change anything. I got somebody on the inside of me. And I'm on his team. Now, you have to record this. Praying in the Spirit will keep you in this unstoppable position at all times. All things work together for good. Some things Satan send to you is a stepping stone for you to get you higher. I don't know, the Holy Spirit just told me just something. Satan is not the Messiah. Right. Jesus is the Messiah. So don't let Satan be the Messiah in your life. I got the 4 points, I got 12. But I'll take up, we're talking more about it. I want to talk to you a few minutes. I'm going to let Leroy come receive the offering, but I want to talk to you a few minutes. The Lord, I had a special meeting. How many was at the special meeting? How many was at it? How many of y'all wasn't at it? Put your hand out. I want to see, wasn't at it. Go to Leroy Tom TV and look at it because it's very important. It's going to keep you out of a trap. Finances. I'm going to preach this one day, but I want you to write it down. The money cometh sowing anointing. The money cometh sowing anointing. It's real special because it came with money coming. It didn't come from man. And it's free. It's free will. It's cheerful sowing. It's people sowing because they heard from God. It's not nobody calling you out telling you how much to bring. And I see some of that going on now, and they try, but it's not. That's not money coming. See, so you can watch on TV, they be telling you about what's gonna happen to you. If you ain't heard from God, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. But you're gonna be $1,000 less. And the Spirit of God told me something about that. Now I know men who sold $5,000, $20,000. 30,000, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 at one time. And I saw where they started from. It's a process. It's a progression. Yes. But it has to come from God. Yes. You follow what I'm saying? Yes. You I'm thinking about it. I said, now, the body of Christ can't be blocked with $1,000 seed. You can't get blocked there. You're stopping the million. See, if you think you have arrived because you sowed a thousand, that's the end of your sowing. That's the highest you're going to go. The thousand is the $20, the $100, $50, the $100, the $200 is a progressive system. He's training you all the time. But he said, God loves a cheerful giver. See what I'm saying? And I'm not at this church, and not the people following me online. They're not going to be robbed. They're going to hear God for themselves. God loves a cheerful giver. You give as the Lord leads you. Yes, you're supposed to be a tither. Tithing is important. But in your sowing, you read Matthew 13. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Don't let nobody rob you. Talking about if you sow $1,000 seed, the world going to turn upside down. They ain't going to turn upside down. Your car might turn upside down because you can't put no tires on it. But listen to the Spirit. That's all Pastor Agnes do is listen to the Spirit, because you can sow your way out. But I see Satan trying to slip in now. Money coming is working because it's prophetic. And I'm going to do a message on the money coming sowing anointing. You got to be cheerful giving. It can't be begging. It can't be a budget. It can't be trying to pay for the church. Men got the scheme how to pay for the church. Church should have been paid for. If you call. So I don't know if any of y'all done sent some money. Y'all better stop that. And I'm trying to get you out of debt and trying to get you in the right place. And you just, well, maybe I'm going to send this. If the Lord tell you to do it. But if they give you a number, pray 3 days before you send it. Now, every now and then, God may give somebody a number. I don't know. But when money comes, I never call. No, not at all. I've seen millions of dollars sown by people. But I never call. It's cheerful giving. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And so that's why I had that meeting. That's why I want you to hear it. I did some texting online. Y'all saw that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I forgot what I said, but I know he's gonna be cursed because they can't get in the way of God, people. See, God gonna flow. I'm gonna say this now. God gonna flow through a lot of millionaires.
Yes.
Stop looking at your family last name. Stop looking at your skin. Shut up. Just listen to what I'm telling you. Be open and let God direct you. Everybody out of debt. You as a Christian, you should come to the position where you don't want nothing. You can have everything, but you don't want nothing. I very seldom go to the store. I don't want nothing. I can buy the whole store from sowing. I started out at $20, $5. I followed Fred Price. Fred was sowing $50,000. I said, what is man here? You know, and all them other preachers talk about the different things they talk about. Shit, I'm going with Fred. Next year, I'm getting up. I ain't going to have no 50, but I'm going with him. I finally got 50, but I kept following him. Taught me how to sow. See, he recognized. Fred told me, says, I asked him to go see his house one time. He said, oh, no, I can't. Then he said, sent somebody told me, said, come back here this tomorrow evening, we'll go there. Then we got this house. I told you this before. Got this house. Fred don't let you fool with his stuff. Got this house. He got out his Rolls Royce on his garage. Me and Carolyn was parking on the outside. He said, come here. I said, okay. I got over by the Rolls Royce. He said, sit down. And sit on that driver's seat so you'll know how to drive yours when you get it. Then some years later, a man stood up. and say, we won't buy your Rolls Royce. No, I didn't turn it down. You stupid. No, I ain't saying no hallelujah. I said, yes. Go right ahead. If you are a member of this church, if you are a partner of this ministry, what comes on my life is attached to your life. You understand what I'm saying? And now it takes time. It's not going to be overnight, because overnight, most people who win the lottery destroy their lives. Because they don't know how to handle that money. That money become their God. But when you go through a process, see, God got it set up. The seed sowing process is for a reason. It's training you from one level to another level. Not to be big. Not to say you're going to hell if you don't give this. You follow what I'm saying? So I want y'all to be wise. Y'all under my leadership, be wise with that money. Don't just be sending that money to everybody who's telling you about the Lord, I saw it last night. Say, but I ain't saw nothing. And I got to pay this bill. You look at two of the brokest people that ever lived, me and my wife. We were broke. We never felt it though. We just kept doing what the Lord said to do. Kept doing what the Lord said to do. You'd be amazed to our giving now. Ooh, every Sunday. Ooh. Blow the roof off the house. I'm a giver. But I believe in living too. Oh yeah. Y'all listen to me? Y'all supposed to go up. Y'all supposed to have the best. Y'all connected, right?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 12:1-3.
Yes, sir.
Look at Genesis 12:1-3. I'm trying to close. God, I know it's Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
No, my goodness. I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
He just will do things for you. When a man or woman has an assignment from God, and follow that assignment as God lead them, the manifestation is going to come. Whoever connected to that man or woman, the same manifestation is going to come to them. Stop looking at your family members. They're not going to go unless they get the right instruction. There's no way, and I'll say it because I've said it, there's no way, the anointing is on this house. The anointing is on this house, I'll say it, to be rich. There's a rich anointing, a prophetic rich anointing on this house. Why do you think so many people connected on the line? These people from all over the world. These people ain't crazy. Don't you be young and be crazy. Come on, Leroy. I'm going to try to finish this. I might come back with something else. I don't know. I'm going to try to, these notes, I got some notes stacked up in 1,000. Never got to them. Come on, son.